Welcome to the Global from Asia podcast, where the daunting process of running an international business from Hong Kong is broken down into straight up actionable advice. And now, your host, Michael Michelini.
Thank you, listeners, for tuning in to another episode of Global from Asia. Finally, I'm in some shorts and flip-flops here in South China as it's finally warming up after an abnormally longer cold streak. So I'm in extra good mood when I'm recording today's intro and also excited as we get into the nitty-gritty. So today we got my tech co-founder of Social Agent, Chris Lee, who without him I'd be nowhere near to where we are in the project at all. He's so experienced and extremely patient with my kind of sometimes overly ambitious and unclear specs. So, you know, I definitely appreciate everything he's done. And I've been meaning to get him on the show. And finally, since we got latest iPhone app and Android app over the weekend, I'm excited that we can take a break and the two of us can get together and record this interview. So just a little shameless plug out there. Any sales, BD, or hustlers that want to use their contacts and their relationships to get some new sales or marketing gigs, please download our app, Social Agent, in the App Store for both iPhone and Android. And, you know, feedback's definitely appreciated there. So, okay. So today's episode, the topic's about Hong Kong programmers and the scene here. I've gotten listeners always asking for technical talent, and I've also had some programmers themselves interested to come over from the West. So there I've asked about, like, salaries and people to meet and networking. So today's show is perfect for Chris to get on here and help us all out. So let's get into that. And also, after the show, I'm going to have some fun announcements about upcoming events, and we finally got another iTunes review, so I'm excited to tell people. So this is episode 25. Anybody that wants to see the notes can go to globalfromasia.com/episode25. Okay, thank you for being with us, Chris. Do you mind introducing yourself to our listeners?
Hi, I'm Chris Lee. I'm the CTO for Social Agent. Yeah, I've been in the web development community for the past 10 years, so I've been doing development and everything from design to development. And I run my own company called Lotus Creations.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. So I've had some blog readers and some, you know, like, different people asking for this show. They're developers, and they're really excited that you can share. So I think the first is, when somebody's coming to Hong Kong and they're a developer, what are some groups or communities that you recommend they look to?
Actually, when I first came to Hong Kong, I realized there's actually quite a few communities that's been popping up since 3 years ago. I came to Hong Kong 3 years ago, so I mean, I think there's Codeholics, and there's some Cocoon meetups, and there's Web Wednesdays, and there's some other ones that I just can't remember. But there's quite a few groups, and the Web Developer Society that allows you to interact with other developers.
So are all those groups, like, I know there's some of them are less tech than others. I remember, I went to, I believe it was Codeholics, and I'm not the most technical person, so I couldn't even stay. They were actually, like, they had code on the screen, and they were really getting deep. I mean, I think Web Wednesday is nice, but I don't think it's really too program specific.
Yeah. To be honest, I've been to Codeholics twice. I just recently went about a month ago, and so I haven't, the time before I went was quite a while ago. So, I mean, what I seen the last time I went was that there is definitely a larger community. I think it's still growing. There are a lot of people that just starting coding that I realized that was there. There were people that were learning Ruby, and there were also enthusiasts that were playing around with Node. And there was about, I think, 40 to 50 people in that group. So I think that's a pretty nice, it was very interactive. People were pretty friendly, and yeah, it was nice.
So from your experience, what are a lot of different programming languages in Hong Kong specifically, or is it similar to, like, global trends, or is there something in Hong Kong different?
I think from what I see is, like, Hong Kong has a lot of programmers are usually focused on Java and C or C++. I mean, in web technologies is generally PHP, MySQL. And then now there's, of course, a lot of trending technologies, which people, like I said, enthusiasts are getting into and learning, which is like Ruby on Rails and Node. But that's kind of what I saw from the meetups and from other people I speak with.
So would you say, like, is there a difference with, like, Western businesses in Hong Kong and, like, local Hong Kong businesses and the languages, or are you familiar?
Oh, yeah. So I think in Hong Kong, there's a lot of finance companies and real estate. And I mean, that's, I think, the core business of Hong Kong. When it's banking, they usually hire programmers to manage their internal you know, systems, and those are usually like, I think C, like using C languages and Java. I'm not so familiar with this, but that's what I understand that they use. And when it turns to web companies, development companies, then those, they generally use PHP, MySQL. There are some that use other languages like .NET, like Microsoft languages, but it's quite universal, I'd say, in terms of web languages. And of course, now with mobile technologies, a lot of people are also focusing their experience and learning on iOS platforms with, is it C Sharp? I don't really remember. But then, so for iOS, is there C Sharp, and for Android, it's Java. So there's a lot of people that are actually picking up Java and those, and the Android languages.
I think there's two kinds of listeners we prep before the show. I think there's the developer themselves that are maybe not in Hong Kong thinking about coming here. So they're probably curious about like salary ranges and from like entry level and up. Do you have some ideas and numbers for them?
Yeah, so I think it ranges. I've kind of like experienced, like heard from people, and also from what I found, salary ranges from 10,000 to up to 20,000. This is Hong Kong dollars. And so it depends, of course, a lot on, this is, I would say, from junior to senior level developers. It also depends on what type of company you work for. I mean, if it's a company that is local, or if it's a company that's international, that also makes a difference. I know companies that target foreign businesses also potentially pay more. From what I see, I think the salaries are getting better because there simply isn't a lot of developers in Hong Kong that work in the web. I mean, I think that's growing, that's increasing, but still there's a demand for them. So I think opportunity-wise, for me, as a person that runs a web development company, I think there's a lot of opportunities to do business in Hong Kong. There's a lot of opportunities to be a contractor, to outsource, because there are companies that understaff, and they would definitely, you know, can outsource work whenever they get flood of business. So, I mean, but of course it takes risk if you start your own companies. So it depends on what direction. If you just want to find a job, there are opportunities. And if you want to start your own business, I think that's even better, because actually there's quite a lot of opportunities from what I see.
Got it. Yeah. I mean, I hope there's a lot of entrepreneurs out there, and there's definitely a huge demand for technical talent. I think all around the world, right? But definitely everywhere needs more programmers. So I think you can always find something. It depends on exactly what you're looking for. So a little bit more maybe interesting about your story. You came back from Canada like just a few years ago, right? And 3 years ago. Maybe we could tie in your story a little bit, and also like explain how you've noticed the Hong Kong developer scene develop too.
So I came here in the middle of 2010, and at first, actually, I came here not to be in the web development scene. It was a different area, but then I was still interested, so I kind of dabbled in and out of the web development area scene. So what I noticed is that when I first started, I first actually joined up with, I worked those shared offices, what is it called? Co-working space. Yeah, co-working spaces called Boot HK, which was the first one I ever went to. It was a tiny office. I mean, I think you've probably been there.
Yeah.
It was a tiny space, but it was quite tight-knit. You know, it was nice. Actually, I remember whenever I worked there, I always meet someone new, and then it was always, you can always get into a conversation with, you know, what are they doing? You know, where are they from? And you get, you know, pretty good conversation going. And that's actually where I actually got my first job. Someone actually recommended me, you know, for the goodness of their heart, they can recommend me because I never worked with that guy, but he gave me a contact and I got a job from that. And then I'd say like in the past 3 years, there's been a lot of growth because co-working spaces at that time, that was the one that I knew. And now in like, today, there's lots of co-working spaces around, and to name a few, there's Cocoon, there's The Hive. What else is there? I mean, yeah, Good Labs. There's quite a lot in Hong Kong now. And you get to, you know, in each of those spaces, you'll definitely meet someone. And you definitely, you know, be able to meet with people, like-minded people, people that are developing, you know, products or doing something new. But what I do find, though, is like a lot of the people that are working in these spaces right now are still, I'd say a lot of foreigners, not so many locals. I mean, there are some, but I'd say there's definitely a lot more weight on foreign people coming to Hong Kong doing that. So, I mean, personally, I wish there was more locals. I mean, it would be great to see the local community get into the web scene and building up, you know, that community, because I think, you know, actually part of what Hong Kong needs, I think, is to develop that tech mindset because, I mean, I think we're quite behind. Like, a lot of local businesses, I think, are behind technologically. Websites, like, local businesses don't have good websites. They don't have good content. And there's just a lot of work, I think, needed to just boost up local web content. And that's why I think there's a lot of opportunity. Because if you just go out there and you just go to a company, and I think you, if you offer a good recommendation on what can help and what they can do, I think most of them would at least, you know, would think about what, you know, about going with you to do a project, right? At least giving it a try. So I think, yeah. So anyways, I mean, at the end of it, I think the community is now quite thriving. And I think the government has been entering, like, into the tech community. They've been trying to help boost up the community by providing investments into startups. InvestHK, I think. So, I mean, right now, I think there is a lot of growth potential.
We definitely had fun in those first few years. I mean, we kind of got connected a little bit through Boot and also the community too. And I think that's people always talk about Silicon Valley is, you know, as a startup community, but I think it's starting to happen globally because of these, you know, co-working spaces and people together. So it's just really helps snowball the connections. So a little bit more about jobs, but I'm kind of curious. I mean, are developers like stable in like one firm, or are they hopping around often? And, you know, like, this is a little bit of an open-ended question, but do you think people are staying in one place? Or are they moving around more? I mean, I think it's happening more and more globally as people are just jumping around a lot. What is your own thinking?
I think I can't really, I mean, I can only reflect on what, on some people that I met. I'd say it's a mixed bag. I mean, the people that stay is just, are people that just want to have a job, get work done, and are happy with, you know, the 9-to-5. And then there's developers, young developers that are just interested in finding something new and finding something good. And usually in those instances, it's really hard to stay at a job. It's not because the job doesn't pay well. It's just a lot of web development company jobs, they get stale quick, like over time. So that happens. So people jump to different jobs because they want to have more new experiences. So you jump to a different company, or you jump to do your own startups, right? So there's a few people that do that. They jump to do their own business because, I mean, web developers are creators, right? You know, if you're a developer, you understand, you feel that you can do something, you can create something, and it can be shared with other people. And then if you're comfortable with jumping out of just working for a company and know that you can use your skills, and those type of people usually would not, I would say, would not really stick with a company. And that's where they jump around, trying to think of new ideas, or be suddenly jump from working in a company to become an entrepreneur. And of course, I'm not sure if you can say it's easier to get paid more as an entrepreneur, but of course, there's more options. You can build up your cash flow using your own ideas. I think that's attractive to a lot of people.
Risk reward, how willing of a risk people are willing to take, but hopefully everybody gets that maximum reward for their hard work. So kind of getting towards the end of our episode, I'm going to have two different advice. Advice for the developer and advice for the company. So maybe first for a developer coming to Hong Kong, what maybe some steps, what they should do?
I definitely recommend going to join up to one of the groups, like the meetups, like, I think Codeaholics, or I think there's also Hong Kong Commons, for a list. There's a lot of groups that you can join up and just be involved in the community. The community is quite small. It still is not exactly the biggest. I mean, after a couple of meetups, after going to a few events, you quickly know who's who, and you quickly get to meet a lot of people. And the great thing about Hong Kong is that people are actually, they're really friendly in these communities. I mean, you can meet a lot of people and get referred to a lot of people. And I think, you know, it won't take too long before, you know, you get to talk to someone that you can work with, or even a job. But the community is really good at this moment. You know, I think it's at the size where it's, you know, you can be involved with a lot of different people that are actually, like, known and important in the community as well. And I think that's really great. I think that helps in finding what you want to look.
And then advice for the companies looking for programmers or technical talent. If they're in Hong Kong, or maybe they're thinking about recruiting in Hong Kong, what do you think they should do?
I think at this moment, they're, like, for foreign companies, like, looking for, or companies coming to Hong Kong. The standard ways is to advertise in JobsDB, jobs, and the Hong Kong job boards, but I always think that's not the greatest way to find someone. The best is to actually also, when I went to the Codaholics meetup, I also saw actually people that were interested in hiring people. There were companies that were there that were not technical. They were actually either like they were just someone that was interested to be involved in the community and see what's out there. And I think that's a great way for companies to find people, because then you get to talk to the person and you get to talk to people, and then you can get referred someone, which I think is always better than just getting a resume. And I mean, if you're a small company, it's always great. It's easy to meet people for coffee. I mean, that's the way I've been, that's what I do occasionally, just to meet, someone for coffee, just have a chat, see what they've done. Be involved in the community as well, I think.
Yeah. Companies think they can just, when they need it, just all of a sudden it just comes to them. But I think by being in the community, you get that value of having access to the right people. Okay, that's a wrap. Maybe how do you want people to contact you? Twitter or your email?
You can email me at chris@socialagent.me or cli@lotus-creations.com.
We'll put that all in the show notes if you want to give me that list of different places later. So that's a wrap, guys. And now for some fun announcements. I was just invited to record a future podcast live in Hong Kong on April 12th, Saturday afternoon. I'm going to be one of about 3 or 4 other Hong Kong podcasters in front of a live audience. And I'm still deciding which kind of show to do and which person to interview, but I'll definitely keep posted on that. It's going to be at Les Bulls in Shun Wan on Saturday, April 12th, and starting in the early afternoon and go until about 7 or 8 p.m. So probably noon, get there, and if you want to hang out until about 6 or 7 or 8 p.m., should be a lot of fun. And then finally, we got a new iTunes review, and I really appreciate this. And it's from a friend of mine, Scott Hartman, who has known me for a couple of years but wasn't aware that I even had a podcast. So he listened to all of them in a span of a couple of days, and I'm really excited. He got so excited, he gave me this following review. He titled it "Amazing, Humble, and Informative Advice." And here it goes. Ever wished you had a best friend who knew the ins and outs of doing international business through HK? Well, now you do, sort of. Maybe he isn't actually your friend, but he will at least make you feel like it. Michael's podcasts are a true no BS casual conversation about the questions and answers we're all in and what we're looking for when we're starting a Hong Kong company. You've got a seat at the table, so pull up a chair, listen up, and enjoy feeling more at ease about doing it big in Asia. Thank you so much, Scott. I really appreciate that. And I'll keep these going. Try to keep them up weekly. And lots more topics, lots more stuff to expect. So appreciate that. And anybody else has feedback about episodes or the show itself, really appreciate it. That's a wrap.
To get more info about running an international business via Hong Kong, please visit our website at www.globalfromasia.com. That's www.globalfromasia.com. Also, be sure to subscribe to our iTunes feed. Thanks for tuning in.